Hello, and welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Kreisang. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it with all of your friends. This episode, your LSU football update, brought to you by Tremonti's Meat and Seafood in Baton Rouge. We'll recap the win against New Mexico, get you ready set for the road SEC game against the Auburn Tigers. As always, we'll have key players, numbers, and stats, talking some LSU Tiger football. As always, brought to you by Tremonti's Meat and Seafood, where they got lunch Tuesday through Saturday. Catering, no matter big group, small group, on-site catering, to the office, to the house, pick it up, whatever. Huge wine selection, huge whiskey and liquor selection. All your home gating and tailgating platter needs. Tremonti's Meat and Seafood in Baton Rouge. Connect on Facebook and Instagram. Go to Tremonti's.com. Time to talk some LSU football. And hey, if you like to bet college football and the NFL, if you're winning money, keep doing what you're doing. If you're not winning money, you need to go to the website, meatandpotatoesusa.com. Our consultants are hitting 68% of the picks. Money-back guarantee. You buy a pick from one of the consultants at meatandpotatoesusa.com. If it's not a winner, you get your money back. Available on the smartphone, the laptop, the tablet, meatandpotatoesusa.com. Also on Facebook and Instagram. Let's hear a message from our podcast host, Anchor, I'll spit it out, and then we'll be back. Time for this LSU football update, brought to you by Tremonti's Meat and Seafood in Baton Rouge. We'll get into that and a whole lot more right after this pause on Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Kreisand. Stay tuned.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We continue with Talking Sports with TK. All right, Saturday night. Yeah, the month of October is here. Saturday night, 6 o'clock Central Time on the main platform of ESPN. It's the LSU Tigers 3-1 overall, 1-0 in SEC play. On the road, Jordan-Hare Stadium in Auburn on the Plains. The Auburn Tigers are 3-1 overall, 1-0 in the SEC, just like LSU. Neither team is ranked currently. Last week, LSU beat New Mexico 38-0. It was never a game. The defense was dominant for LSU as they really killed him in the stats. Only two first downs for New Mexico. Clear mismatch. Jaden Daniels had an issue with his back. Could have returned to the game. According to Coach Brian Kelly, they chose not to put him back in. Last week, the Auburn Tigers picked up a SEC win against Missouri, 17-14. It was a little shaky, but Auburn and Coach Brian Harsin, who's under a lot of heat, hot seat, pressure, they did get the win last week, 17-14. LSU will be on the road, as we mentioned. Joe Tessitore, play-by-play, Greg McElroy, analyst. I think McElroy is a good analyst. And Katie George, Ronnie Rance's favorite sideline reporter, on the call, ESPN main platform. Brian Kelly will bring a team to an SEC venue for only the third time in his coaching career. Back in 2006, Kelly's Central Michigan team played at Kentucky, got beat by 9. And in 2019, his Notre Dame team lost by 6 to Georgia in Athens. So he's never been to Auburn. He'll get to experience the Plains, the lovely village on the Plains, this weekend. LSU has won 9 straight games, including 3 this year when reaching the 30-point mark. In 4 games, LSU starting quarterback Jaden Daniels has accounted for 8 touchdowns, 6 passing, 2 rushing. He's completed 73% of his passes for over 800 yards, 6 touchdowns, and most importantly, no interceptions. He also leads the team in rushing with 262 yards, 2 touchdowns on 44 carries. In his LSU debut, Daniels became the first quarterback in school history to pass for 200 yards and rush for 100 in a game decided in regulation. Last week, LSU started 4 true freshmen, including 3 on offense. Linebacker Harold Perkins, how good is he? Became the 4th true freshman to start for the Tigers. joining left tackle Will Campbell, right tackle Emory Jones Jr., and tight end Mason Taylor. Offensively, LSU has five receivers that have at least 10 catches, with Malik Nabers leading the way with 20 catches for 264 yards and a touchdown. Jarray Jenkins leads the Tigers in touchdown catches with three. LSU is limiting opponents to just 5 of 8 on red zone opportunities, 3 touchdowns, 2 field goals. And the Tigers have held the last 3 opponents to just 6 of 34 on third down opportunities. 6 of 34. That's great job by the defense getting off the field. Linebacker Harold Perkins, boy, has he emerged, leads LSU in tackles with 22, followed by safety Jay Ward, who's been playing very well, with 19. 10 players have been credited with at least a half a sack, with defensive end Savion Jones leading the team with 2.5 sacks. Here's some key numbers for you, too. Two. That's the number of first downs allowed by the LSU defense last week against New Mexico. The fewest allowed first down since the 1947 Cotton Bowl against Arkansas. Another key number for you, 6. LSU's defense has allowed just 6 third down conversions in the last 3 games. That's spectacular stuff. Credit Matt House, credit the defensive players and the defensive staff. Next key number, 46. This number continues to be here and continues to grow. LSU has thrown at least 1 touchdown passing in 46 straight games. It's the longest streak in school history. Now, back in August, Auburn was a 2-point favorite in this game. That line has moved significantly. Earlier this week, I'm doing this on Thursday evening, earlier this week, LSU was a 9-point favorite. That's an 11-point swing. That's almost unheard of in college football or any football. Right now, this morning, it was back down to 7.5. It's been bouncing around depending on where you shop. I think LSU wins this game going away. They'll separate. And I know all this stuff about the 8 of the last 9 LSU-Auburn games have been decided by single digits. LSU is so much better. Auburn is a mess. Coach is on the hot seat. They don't have a quarterback. They've had injuries on the offensive line. LSU going to win going away. Hey, if you want to hear some free picks, go to Talking Sports with TK, where you're at now. Scroll back to the Coonass and the Redneck, Anthony Gallo and my picks. Trey Blossman's college and NFL picks episode podcast will be dropped on Friday evening. Those are free for you. If you want to buy a pick with a money-back guarantee, go to meatandpotatoesusa.com. Look for the Tigers to get it going and get it done on the road against Auburn. And, of course, they'll be home the following Saturday, October 8th, 11 o'clock in the morning, 11 a.m., against a good Tennessee Volunteer team. By the way, Volunteers have an open date on the schedule this week, so they'll be watching LSU and Auburn, taking notes and getting ready for their trip to Baton Rouge. So, all in all, 3-1 through the first 4 games for Brian Kelly. I think he's going to do a great job, especially in the long term. Don't forget to follow my podcast, Talking Sports with TK. Connect with me on social media, Tommy Krysan, KRYSAN, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Also, Talking Sports with TK is the oldest dude on TikTok. And Skip Bertman, the legend, the greatest college baseball coach of all time. I want you to go to YouTube, subscribe to Hold the Rope with Skip and Cano, hosted by TK. Hold the Rope with Skip and Cano. We do it Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock live on YouTube. The legendary coach Skip Bertman, Dan Canavery, lots of fun stories, great guests, information, business of sports. I want you to subscribe to Hold the Rope with Skip and Cano on YouTube. Do it real soon. We're live Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock. If you can't watch it Tuesday, you can watch it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Whenever you have time, zoom ahead. Watch part of it, put it on pause, come back later, check the rest out. It's Hold the Rope with Skip and Cano. Subscribe on YouTube. Hit me up on social media. I'm happy to do that. We'll see what happens with the LSU Tigers against the Auburn Tigers. Again, look for LSU to win going away. That's one of my picks on the free podcast picks, Coonass and the Redneck. I like LSU laying the points. I think they're going to get it done. Get it done in big fashion, especially in the second half. Hey, don't forget all of the podcasts on Talking Sports with TK. We got a Major League Baseball podcast with Rick Robinson. Scroll back and find it. Trey Blossman picks, Anthony Gallo picks, LSU football update, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it with all of your friends. My name's Tommy Chrysan, and you are listening to the LSU Football Update, brought to you by Tremonti's Meat and Seafood Market in Baton Rouge, right here on Talkin' Sports with TK.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.